Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, you Inc. Today, we gentrify gender. Gentrifying gender is no different than the gentrification of a neighborhood. You will have those that will complain that the new is replacing the old, that things are changing and losing their original state, but you will also have those that welcome an improved, more polite way of handling real estate. But you may not have time to bust out that crane and build, so let's demolish our traditional ideas about gender in one fell swoop. Let's think about some shoulds we have held long about gender. Some common things heard might be, men don't wear dresses, women should raise the kids, you have to be a man or a woman, same-sex marriage is wrong. What are your ideas about what is acceptable? Well, let's start with repudiating some of those above thoughts with the following. Women used to not be allowed to wear pants, let alone short shorts. There are a growing number of stay-at-home dads by choice. And why does one have to decide to be a man or a woman? Our sex does not define our gender. I can be both, neither, or just be fluid. It is each individual's choice. If a man and a woman are married, and then one transitions to a different gender, surgically or hormonally, is the same marriage now wrong? And you can also choose to have your own ideas about it. But women wear short hair now, and men wear long hair, and women wear tattoos, and men wear piercings, which didn't always used to be the case. The point that I'm trying to make is that the things that we once considered as scandalous, taboo, and unacceptable are now the norm, and the sky has not fallen. My pro tip. I do not waste my time being worried about whether someone has two mommies, is transgender, a man is married to another man, or who is using what bathroom. In fact, I have always used the men's bathroom when the lines of the women's bathroom have been notoriously long. I go in, I do what I need to do, and I get out. And it has never been an issue. Don't make the toilet a battleground. Also, not worth your time. Just think about the fact that there are others who obsess over the latrine and release yourself from that if you happen to be one of them. The toilet is not a battleground. It is just a place to flush waste. And YouTune was brought to you today by Clintonville Outfitters with the goods for people who get outside. Now, Clintonville Outfitters offers kayak, paddleboard, and all camping gear rentals for the night, weekend, or longer. Whatever the trip, the staff at Clintonville Outfitters can help plan what to bring and where to explore. Rental details can be found at ClintonvilleOutfitters.com or by phone at 614-447-8902. Time for our movie motivation. We are going to go a little bit back in time for this one. Mrs. Doubtfire is a 1993 American comedy drama film directed by Chris Columbus. The film stars Robin Williams, Sally Field, and Pierce Brosnan, and follows a recently divorced actor who dresses up as a female housekeeper to be able to interact with his children. The film addresses themes of divorce, separation, and the effect it has on a family, and does not focus at all on the fact that this man is dressing as a woman, because when we are talking about the real issues, like the ones tackled in this film, whether someone is dressing for his sex is irrelevant. Let this be an inspiration for you as well, to pay attention to the issues that really matter in this world and not worry about how someone chooses to present themselves for whatever reason. To learn more about gender and how Stanley Monroe, creative director at Prism Magazine, handles gender in a way that is a testament to the human spirit, listen to the You Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on 90.5 FM, 6:30 a.m. Saturdays, or live stream at WCBE.org with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can catch your YouTube every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.